This is Friday, the 21st day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 7:31 through 37. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means, "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." In this passage, Jesus did something unique. Jesus wanted the healing of this man to be private. Jesus took him aside, away from the crowd. This man was not going to be an illustration or a spectacle. This would be an intimate moment of God's care and compassion. In this moment of stillness, let Jesus take you aside. Let him lead you away from the busyness and distractions of your life. This moment is for the two of you. Listen again to God's word. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means, "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Even though we might be able to hear and speak, we are so limited. Do you struggle to hear from God? Do you long to be able to speak of God's blessings to others? Do you wish you could have a deeper connection to Jesus? There is nothing that God wants more. God wants you to fully experience Him. Go to God in prayer and ask that He might open your ears, your eyes, your mouth, your heart.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.